Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raisin Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to Derm Dude. Hit them up for all your beard, tattoo, and body needs. I appreciate you guys. Par Hopper Golf Apparel. Thank you. Gridiron Coffee. Shout out to Mr. Brad Lord. Williams Tire. What's up, big guy? Nobles Networking. And Red Circle, our management companies, and all the corporate sponsors along with the show. I've been starting to do some of these shows by myself a little bit more frequently, just for the simple fact that there's some of them that I'm talking about stuff, or especially in this episode, I'm going to talk about stuff that other people don't want to fucking touch. They don't want no part of it. And I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of hate from people. I get a lot of love from people. And to be honest with you, I usually don't address the hate. But you know what? There comes a time that you got to stand up for what the fuck you believe in and quit being quiet about it. The reason I'm doing it today is because I watched South Park's made-for-TV movie earlier today on Paramount Plus, and I remembered when I was watching this that if you don't stand up for the shit that you believe in, then it's just going to end up falling by the wayside, and it's just going to be a figment of our imaginations one day. It really fucking is. And I just don't want the stuff that I believe in and the stuff that I stand up for to end up being like that. So I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all, if you're very sensitive, if you're a snowflake, if you get triggered very easily, this show today probably ain't going to be the one that you want to listen to. I don't even know how long this is going to run, but I'm going to address some of these things that were sent to me in an email the other day. And I'm going to start off with the abortion topic. This is a very, very sensitive subject to so many people. I guess I've made some jokes about it on my show. I guess that I've said some stuff that has pissed one or two people off, because honestly, I think I've got three or four in the entire time that I've been doing this hateful ass emails, and one of them I think was done by a kid, and it should have been in fucking crayon, as stupid as they sounded. So we won't even address their things, because I don't even know what the fuck they were talking about. But I'll tell you this, I don't try to make light of it. I know that if you go through that, that it was a very difficult time in your life. But if you're a man and you have a real strong opinion on the subject, then more than likely you've had the disheartening task of dealing with it. I've never had to deal with it. You'd be surprised. My pullout game is strong as fuck. I don't think I've wore a condom since, shit, I don't know, like 2006. It's been a long time. So I don't even know what the hell that was like. I've never had to go to an abortion clinic. I've never had to do the Planned Parenthood thing. So I do make light of it, because if you make light of that situation, yeah, it's going to piss some people off. But I hope to put a smile on somebody's face that's been through it and realized, hey, at least I did the most that I could. As far as men go, when it comes to that shit, you know, our opinions go on deaf ears. If you've ever had a woman that went to go do it, and she didn't ask you first, you have no right. Like, that kills a guy. That hurts a fucking man so bad. I've seen it in people's eyes before, that they didn't get the choice to adopt that child or be that child's father without that woman, you know, because she wasn't going to give her consent. Hell, she wasn't going to give her fucking consent for the child to be born, so she wasn't going to give her consent to let him be father in the first place. I have no respect for women like that when it's in that situation. But I also try to keep myself out of it, besides for just saying that it is a woman's body. It's no place for the government, for me, for whatever, to put my two cents in on it. Unless you are my old lady, or you're some slut that I met last time I was in Nashville and had a good time with, and you call me, and you're like, hey, I need to go do this. I'd be like, no. If you do that, don't ever speak to me again. But you can speak to me again if you just sign your rights over right now. Just have the child. I'll keep the child. You never have to hear from us ever fucking again. Never, ever, not never, not never, never again. Okay? But outside of that, it involving me personally, it can involve some of my friends. I'm not going to put my two cents in. I just think that some of y'all who, when you hear me talk about being a Christian or whatever, and I say that I don't care about abortion, I think you take it the fucking wrong way. It's not that I don't care about it. If I was in the situation, I would very much care. There was a girl at one point in time that, you know what, I'm very open and transparent, so I'll fucking tell you guys. There's a woman that I have a child with that I do not get to see very often. Hell, I haven't seen her in 3 years, and it is the most heartbreaking, fucking painful thing ever to me. I've gotten so much better about dealing with that subject as time has went on. I used to would have just said that, and I would have broke down and fucking started crying and shit. But I don't know more, because I know it's not in God's plan right now. I don't know what his plan is, but if I believe that everything else is going the way that he wants it to go in my life right now, then I got to believe even that stupid-ass situation is going the way that he wants it to go. It was said to me at one point in time that that person was going to get an abortion, and I lost my shit. I almost lost some really good friends over it because I showed up in somebody's yard showing my ass because she wouldn't come out of the house and talk to me. And if she tries to ever deny this, I still got an old like iPhone 4 that's got the text messages on it, because I'm going to cover my ass when it comes to that. Because one day you're going to have to explain why daddy ain't around and daddy got receipts, bitch. That is why I can be smiling when I say this stuff now. So yeah, bring it on. But I realized even then, after I had calmed down and after I'd almost lost some really good friends the way that I acted that day, that I had to have a different outlook on it, because it was completely out of my hands. And that's one of the scariest things ever. And I had already had Gracie, so me already having Grace, it was like, of course I don't want this to fucking happen. I don't want this to happen. Like, this could be another Gracie. So I was very sensitive about it at the time. And I think I posted a whole lot of stuff about how abortion is murder and all this other kind of stuff back then, and Bible verses and everything, because I was hurt. And I still think it is, y'all. Like, I'm a Christian. I don't pick and choose what I believe in the Bible. I believe it all. There's just some of it I disagree with. I don't mean I don't believe that that's what we're supposed to understand, I guess, if that's the fucking way you say it. I really don't know the way you're supposed to fucking say it. That's one of the things in the Bible I don't like. And it's just because it's not my place. Nobody should tell another couple what they need to do or what they don't need to do. That's up to them. That is up to their path in life. I really do think, though, you can see it on somebody's face the rest of their life. I really do. I think that they end up having stuff that happens that affects them differently the rest of their life. I really do. But like I said, so all those people who think I just take abortion lightly, first off, go fuck yourself. Two, you ain't ever walked in my shoes, so go fuck yourself. You don't know why I am the way I am about things. So if you're going to message me about that shit again, you know, that's where I stand. It might be complicated. It ain't black. It ain't white. It's definitely in the gray area. So, yeah. If you don't like it, go listen to Joe Rogan. He's way cooler than I am. Next thing that gets brought up to me a lot is when I pick on the gays, the alphabet, the community, or whatever. If you knew my friends that I actually consider friends in this life, I don't have a homophobic friend. We have been around several gay folks. I love them. I fucking love them. One of the guys that I absolutely think the world of is Conservative Anthony. I run up every time I see him in public. I give him the biggest hug or whatever. He's just a good man. I don't judge anybody by what they do behind closed doors. And if you spend your time getting mad at me because I support or I don't support the gays, then more than likely, you've been looking for a dick to suck and nobody will let you if you're a guy. You know, that's where you always get the homophobic shit from, is from the closeted gay. And I just have no time for that. I get that a lot. Like, how can you support these people? They're doing this. Or how can you bash these other people? Fuck you, Gomer. I don't care. I just want everybody to be happy. I think that this needs to be my fucking staple, to be honest with you, is I don't care what you do as long as you're not hurting anybody else. You can hurt yourself all you want. I almost think that all drugs should be legal and tax the fuck out of it. I think you got a lot less addicts if that happens, to be honest with you. Don't tell me what to do with my body. If I want to go snort lines off a stripper's butthole, I should be able to. If you want to go put heroin in your penis, go do put heroin in your penis. I don't know what it does for you. Intervention on fucking A&E says it's a good time until they show the end result, and then all of a sudden, it's not so more. It's just where I don't know. It's just I don't care what people do. And for folks, start telling other people what to do and how to live and who you're supposed to love and who you're not supposed to love. That just doesn't feel like a place I want to fucking live anymore, to be honest with you. So hear me out, Transformers. If you think that I've made fun of you and I did it in a hateful way, just know I didn't. I really fucking didn't. There's a couple of you on TikTok that I have seen that does like the transformation videos. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd probably get mad once I found out you had a penis, but you could probably trick me for a little while. Some of you some bad bitches or whatever you want to be called. I don't know what your fucking pronoun is. That's another thing. Let me tell you this. I don't care what your fucking pronoun is. That might make some of y'all mad. If you look like a woman, I'm going to call you ma'am. If you look like a sir, I'm going to call you sir. Realize that when I say that, when I say sir or ma'am to you, I'm showing you the same respect that I show fucking anybody. Ma'am and sir are huge words to me. I was raised in a way to where you have fucking manners. And in a way that I don't care if you're transforming or taking whatever to look different. Don't give a shit. If you want to be fucking weird, be weird. I'm fucking weird. I know that I was born with a penis and I'm happy with it. You know, I don't want it to go nowhere. I'm not finna cut my dick off because I'm going through a midlife crisis. I know that that is not, somebody's gonna say, oh, he's doing microaggression. He's being fucking unsensitive or insensitive, whatever. No, I don't understand it. And you know what? The reason why I don't understand it, because I've never been through it. I say that to say this. Unless you have gone through that shit, don't comment on it. Treat them like how you would treat anybody else. I don't think any one of y'all are owed anything special or any different type of attention than one of my buddies that comes into the studio all the time. If I'm going to give people that I consider that I've loved, that I love and I have known for my entire life, large amounts of shit, then guess what? I'm going to give some random motherfucker that I don't know shit. And then I know what somebody's going to say. They're going to say, well, you don't know what battle they're facing today. Maybe you should be nicer to them. Bitch, I deal with mental health issues. You never know what Josh Terry you're going to get. You never know. This is probably some mental health problems right now coming out because the holidays. Probably done bottled all up. And it's probably coming out right now because I'm tired of people's shit. But the thing is, I'm not going to treat you any different than I'm going to treat anybody else. So if I talk shit to you, take it as a fucking compliment. Take it as I see you as a fellow human being. I don't care what you do with your holes. Have at them. I don't care if you cut your dick off and put a whatever you put there. I don't even know what the fuck goes there. Have y'all seen pictures up, by the way? It looks like somebody took a fucking hot dog, slid it down the middle, and turned it inside out. It's very weird. Very, very weird. But, like I said a while ago, I stand by my words. I've seen some of you on TikTok, some of you Megatrons and fucking Optimus Fines. I would have to go down through there. I don't think I would. I don't think I would if you told me. I don't. I think I don't. I just think I would see it different. I really do. But then again, I play with fake titties. They're not real. Yeah, you just got real confused real fast. It's okay to play with fake titties, but it's not okay to play with a fake Johnny. It's very complicated. Very, very complicated rules there. But also, I like a vagina. And I think that I can pride myself in enough that at this point that I've seen plenty, good, bad, and the ugly, where I know what a real one looks like and feels like. You know, if something don't feel like it should, I'm probably going to be like, eh, I think you're tricking me. I'm not going to beat you. By the way, here's another thing. I'm going to say by way a lot in the next little bit. If you are one of these people that go out and abuse and try to hurt these people who are different than us, are different than you, you're a piece of shit. All it is it shows how fucking ignorant and how insecure and how small you are. Don't try to fucking destroy people and hurt people that you don't know who they are. They're different. Don't let it scare you. I love people that are different than me. I fucking dig it. If this world had nothing but me and people like me in it, it would be boring as fuck. You would never learn. You would never educate yourself. You would never, ever grow as a person. If you do that, if you seek out these people to talk shit, to troll them on social media or in real life, just know, I despise you. You are scum. I really, 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 really fucking mean that from the bottom of my heart. Just fucking be good to each other. I said it on the show the other night with my buddies. When he was real drunk, there's one common denominator across our religions, and that's just love each other. Be good to each other. It don't say be good to Jim Bob because Jim Bob's the same goddamn way you are. No, it says love everybody. Love thy neighbor. I don't ever remember it saying where it says love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor if they're only heterosexual. Anybody want to show me where that says? And I know what the next asshole's going to say. Well, it says that only a man is supposed to lay with a man. You're right. But there's also some other things in the Bible that people pick and choose what the fuck they want to believe in and what they don't. Look, you don't have to agree with somebody. You don't have to fucking understand every asset or aspect of their life. You don't. Just fucking love them. Treat them how you would want to be treated. That's it. I'm nice to a lot of people because you know what? I want people.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Be nice to me. It's not a very hard thing to do, folks. Give back. Be nice. Pay it forward. You don't let anybody define your happiness. So don't go trying to define anybody else's. You know, there's a lot of subjects that I touch on this show that people in the public and people that are famous and shit won't touch because they're scared that they're going to get canceled. They're scared that they're going to fucking be left behind and what's been given to them is going to get took away. You know what? I'm the complete opposite. I want that if I don't understand something, I want somebody to come forth and I want someone to educate me on it. I want somebody to tell me, hey, Josh, that was a stupid fucking thing you said, but not belittle me and be ugly to me about it. I want you to teach me why it was a stupid fucking thing that I said. If you don't think that I know that I'm going to say stupid shit, then you're a dumbass. If you're listening to me right now and you think everything I say is the beliefs that you should have, no, baby. This ain't no cult. I want you to be an individual. I want y'all, if I fuck up or I say something you don't agree with, I want you to come at me in the right way. The reason why I'm doing this show is because, well, I was going to tell you. Somebody told me they was going to kill me. I had somebody that sent me a half-assed death threat or warned me of bodily harm. I know where it came from, too. I've had people on my show recently that are running for office. I've never had these threats before. And I know where it came from. It's because I'm spitting out my personal opinions to an audience that's never heard them before, because I've got people that talk about how good God is, and they don't say bad words, and they don't drink, they don't cuss. Some of them don't act like they fuck, besides for the stick up their ass. You know, and so I know where it came from. I don't think it's anybody that's an avid listener or whatever, and I'm really not scared of it, because you know what? If you were going to do something, you wouldn't act like a keyboard-ass bitch. You would have come and done it at my studio. You sent me an email from an anonymous account. Or actually, you sent me a Snapchat. It was even worse. Then you blocked me after you sent it. And you know what, dude? Or girl, whatever you are, you're probably a fucking child. Or you're, you know, a 40-year-old Bible thumper that ain't never lived a day in his life outside of his mama's basement, where you're probably chained to some goddamn log or something. Look, threatening somebody's life because they said a couple things about gays and abortion and other taboo subjects, what do you think that's going to accomplish? What do you think that's going to do? You think I'm just going to just like be like, oh no, I'm so fucking scared? No, bitch. Let me tell you who I was scared of. And I wasn't really scared, but, you know, they got my attention. I stood up against the Confederate flag. I live in South Georgia, motherfucker. The Sons of Confederacy called the radio station I worked at and made death threats to the point to where they did not let me or the other people come to work the next day. Glad I'm good with the Sons of Confederacy now, and they got to hear the whole story. And the ones that I've actually got to talk to, they like me. They don't like some of the shit I do, but fuck, I don't like some of the shit they do. But I respect them for their beliefs, and they respect me for my beliefs. But you know, I don't respect somebody fucking making me do something like this. The only reason I'm doing something like this is because I feel like you got to stand up against fucking evil. And I tell folks all the fucking time, that you have to stand up, and you got to be loud. And you have to not be scared of the consequences if you're standing up for what you believe in. So, everybody that's listening to this right now, just know if something bad happens to me, you know, check my Snapchat. Actually, don't check my Snapchat. There is a lot of what used to be single women who are now married, and some guys' wives and girlfriends on there just, you know, got butt-naked pictures from back in the Bearded Bastard days. Some of them still sending to me. Not married. Now, I don't look at anybody naked that is married. That would be wrong. That is one of the things in the Bible I don't fuck with, is I don't believe you mess with another man's wife. I think that is a thing that's ugly. But, yeah, that's the reason why I decided to do this today, is I wanted this dickhead to know, whoever you may be, I hope you're listening to this show. I hope I've explained myself, you know, about my stance on a couple taboo topics. And if that ain't good enough for you, I just don't care. All I can say is I will offer you this. You show me who you really are. An adult, whatever. I'll obviously, because I'm not getting fucking shot, I'll invite my new buddy, who's the sheriff over here in Cochran, to come over here, sit down, frisk your ass before you walk in, but me and you'll do a show. Me and you will sit here and do a fucking show together, and you can explain to me why you got so heated about my comments. I had a guy in here, Matt Oxley, who couldn't be more different than me on every level. And me and him had a great conversation. I don't think we really came to any understandings of changing each other's views, but we didn't have to. But now we have a better understanding of each other, and I got a lot of respect for that man now, because he did what a lot of people like you won't do, and that's come sit in fucking front of me and give me some facts, give me some hard evidence. Don't pull this just because I said so bullshit. That's fucking stupid. You're probably fucking stupid. I'm going to be mad at myself for doing this, because I let somebody talk, not even talk me into, you coerced me into doing this, I guess. But I felt like I had to. Because I'm not going to sit here and tell other people to stand up for the shit they believe in and then me not. But I don't believe in violence anymore. I mean, if a motherfucker want to get in my face, or they want to hurt a woman, they want to hurt a kid, or whatever, like, yeah, beat the fuck out of them. I mean, a lot of my buddies know if we're out in public and a guy puts his hands on a girl, I have intervened in situations I didn't need to intervene. I have slapped the fuck out of some people. Because I just don't believe in it. I believe that we're supposed to be cowboys. I'm trying to be... This is going to be a joke to some of y'all, because I damn sure don't look like the motherfucker. But I was Rip before Rip. You go to a bar with me, and that's the shit you get. There's a certain stuff that I stand up for, and I never fucking waver. But as far as people just having difference of agreements, I think instead of you trying to like be violent towards that person now and have them beat into an understanding, I think what you do now is you sit down and you talk to them. You try to have an understanding. Maybe while I'm sitting here talking shit about this person, maybe he has had a really fucking rough life and just needs a friend. Now, am I going to be his best friend because of what he sent me? No. But I can be a pal. I can help this guy. And that's the way we should all fucking look at it. You know, it's, people make mistakes. People say shit in the heat of passion that they fucking really don't mean. I'm notorious for it. I told this one guy not long ago because I really fucking didn't like him and that he picked on me when I was little, that I would go in there and fuck his wife and make him hear it, pretty much. I mean, it wouldn't been the nicest thing I'd done. I pretty much said, I will knock your fucking ass out, and then I'll go bang your wife because I know she wants to. But that guy's a piece of shit. He might still deserve that. I wouldn't do it. If y'all were his boyfriend and girlfriend, I would. I'd fucking rail her after I fucking beat your dick in the dirt. See, y'all think I'm a good person. I'm not all the time. It's one reason why, like, I'm doing the toy drive and doing other shit right now is it's making amends to me. It's making things better. It's trying to make up for all the bad shit I've done. I still have bad thoughts all the time, especially since TikTok came around. I'm telling you, I didn't realize how many women in this world that I wanted to sleep with until TikTok came around. And now I can't help myself. My testosterone is higher at 34 than I think it's been in fucking 15 years, honestly. It is pulsating through me. And that's probably where you're getting a lot of this aggression from. But I'm gonna try not to get off track here because I don't want to run this too much longer. I just wanted to make a couple points with this. Just stop being a dick to each other. You know, I'm the biggest asshole there is, but I'm also so nice to people. I try to give back. I try to help. I try to stand up for the things I believe in. But one of the things I don't believe in is these fucking keyboard gangsters. These people who talk shit behind a keyboard. Back in my day, if you talk shit, you got punched in the fucking face. You know, my brother from another mother, Mr. Lee Tucker, has a song that all of y'all are going to be hearing soon. And one of the lines in the song is saying, don't let Facebook get your ass whooped. And he's right. There's too many people now that are soft as fuck because of social media. They think they can say, do, whatever, and just fucking get away with it. No, there's consequences to your words. There's probably going to be consequences to mine one day. But all I can ask, and I'm trying to do it before too many people complain, if you are from the Alphabet community and you have a problem with me, come sit down and talk to me. Explain to me how I hurt your feelings. Explain to me what I did and help me realize where I'm being ignorant. Because in the way that I grew up, and here's a trigger warning for folks, we used to say, damn, that's gay. All the time. Didn't matter what it was. It could be just a stupid shirt. Damn, that's gay. How's a shirt gonna suck dick? Or damn, that car is fucking gay. How's that car gonna fucking suck dick? It's not going to. Gay didn't mean the literal term for us. It was just a phrase that was used back in the day. And there's only one word now that I just really stay away from, and that's the R word, the retard word. I don't fucking like that word. I used to would say it a lot out of ignorance, and then I've watched a couple documentaries, and I've seen how that a word can affect people that are that have mental health issues, that have a disability. I won't say that word anymore. I said it for shock value right then, but that's about it. I don't want to be that guy. Like, I've got friends that I really care about that have disabilities. And I will never, ever, ever say that word to a person playing around again, because that's just, it's just fucked up. Now, the it's gay thing, I think it's kind of fucked up, but I don't think it's on the same wavelength. And I've never been one to drop the N-bomb. Now, I'm just as guilty of saying the A on the end of that as anybody. I listen to fucking rap music. You can catch me doing it all the time. If you are African-American and you ever tell me that I can't say that and I ain't invited to the barbecue anymore, I won't fucking say it again. I ain't had a motherfucker yet do it. Because when they get around me, they call me that, I call them that. If you're wondering why I'm not saying it right now, it's because this doesn't sound good in this context. But if I was sitting here with a group of friends and we were talking shit, I would drop it. I'd drop it in a heartbeat, but not the ER. Not the ER. Just because I look like a fucking racist from South Georgia don't mean that I am one. I'm not going to skip that word in a song. You know, it's almost rappers' fault that they've made it such a cool word to say. And it is. It is a fun fucking word to say in the right context. But people who say it and they're just fucking ignorant to the situation, or they're just trying to be a jackass or whatever, nah, that fuck you. That fuck you. We don't do racism around here. I love black women. Anybody that's ever seen me on social media knows I love the black girls. But I love the white girls. I love the Southern Belles. I love Mexican women, Spanish women, Brazilian women. I pretty much love women. I mean, I haven't met my favorite though. I'm finding more and more out about this. I love the real Irish women with the red hair, the fucking fluorescent red hair, and the pale skin. If any of y'all bitches are listening to this right now, you can hit me up. I'll stop what I'm doing. God, they're my faves. I think that's just probably in my DNA, though, because look at me. I definitely come from like a leprechaun or a Viking. I don't fucking know which one. But I'm going to wrap this up. I just want y'all to understand that I love everybody as long as they show me respect. I respect everybody as long as they show me respect. I am loyal to only a certain few. The rest of y'all, I don't owe shit to. Besides for me to be my legit fucking self and be the man that I think that I'm supposed to be. I'm all about signs, folks. I had a huge one happen for me over the weekend, over Thanksgiving weekend. I like the antique shop. It's like my dirty little secret that I love going antique shopping. And I found an old water thermometer that was my great-granddaddy's. My great-granddaddy was in politics. He was an advisor to Jimmy Carter. He was very wealthy, huge landowner, huge farmer. And he was just an all-around great man. Him and Jimmy Carter were close to the day he died. And Jimmy Carter don't have snakes in his circle, I put it that way. And he's just a great man. And when I found that, I knew that I was right where I was supposed to be. That's what I want y'all to take away from this, too, is that you're not always where you want to be in life, but you're always where you're supposed to be. So enjoy this moment in time that you're in. And really, really let that resonate. Really let it resonate to enjoy the pain, because your pain does have a purpose. And even doing this show tonight, I hope that something that I said that was controversial, that was sent to me, and I addressed that situation, that it was where it helps that person. It might help that person just want to, you know, fucking come put two rounds in me. But it also might help that person to come to understanding of who I am. Unless we put ourselves out there and people have an understanding of who we are, then they're never going to know who the fuck we are. And then we become the ignorant ones. We can't expect other people to understand us if we're not transparent. So, and also, like I said earlier, if anything I said in here hurts your feelings or whatever, come at me the right way. Teach me why I said something ignorant is wrong and help me grow. I believe in growth. I think we all should believe in growth. If you go back and try to bring up all the shit I said from the time social media started until I started working in it, then there's probably some things that I would be frowned upon for posting or things saying. And unless you help me understand why, then I'm oblivious to that. And that is your fault. I'm never going to learn unless you help. I love each and every one of y'all. I hope all y'all had a great Thanksgiving. I hope y'all start off next week right. It's about to be December. And, you know, just remember what this whole month is about. It's the reason. Remember what the reason for the season is. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. And I will catch all you beautiful motherfuckers next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.